It's Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The next generation of technical workers weigh in as we ponder work from home, and Amazon's shift on lawsuits. This is the Business of Tech. There are several new surveys out to dive into. So how is recurring revenue holding up? In a survey by Channel Futures, about 1 in 8, 12% of respondents said their recurring revenue increased more than 20% in the first quarter, an encouraging nudge upward. About 27% said recurring revenue was up by at least 11%. In terms of cloud, cloud-related sales in the first quarter compared to the first quarter of 2020. 31% of respondents said sales were up at least 10%. More than 1 in 4, 28%, reported no change, which indicates they're holding steady. Meanwhile, new Tech Aisle data. Their most recent small business mid-market and upper mid-market survey looked at collaboration as a discrete category and found that it is the second most prominent solution area and IT priority behind the cloud. Collaboration is a top IT priority for 96% of SMBs. The data shows that 72% of SMBs consider collaboration contributing to top-line revenue growth, which is an outcome of business agility. 58% of SMB employees expect to continue to work from home post-pandemic. But maybe not everyone feels that way. Horses for Sources has two polls to contrast. When they interviewed leadership from 400 Global 2000 enterprises at the end of last year, only 37% of them saw returning to an in-office environment. The latest Pulse study, covering 800 Global 2000 enterprises, clearly shows a marked shift towards sending back to the office, with a 60% ratio of staff expected to be office-based over the next year. And while we're contrasting data, new research from Indeed. Entry-level tech professionals, those with less than 24 months' experience, are looking for remote work. Between 2020 and 2021, searches for remote work among that demographic tripled from 3.5% to 10.5%. Data from Perlmutter, cited by Indeed, found that 80% of businesses felt pandemic-driven work-from-home policies were successful. 40% reported productivity increases, and 33% plan to keep U.S.-based workers remote after the pandemic ends. Now, why do we care? Story time. Providers are saying revenues are up, which makes sense as the economy opens up too. I wanted to put the SMB versus Global 2000 enterprises data in contrasts. SMBs will take advantage of the work from home more than big companies. And it could well be as simple as the bigger companies have larger real estate footprints to handle, or more legacy managers who can't take advantage of nimbleness. I still firmly believe the remote work genie cannot be put back in the bottle. New employees want it. Employees in general want it. Those big companies? Employees may be expected back in the office, but will they stick around when that gets imposed? Why you care is to take advantage of this. Adapt your offerings to help your customers take advantage of these trends, and make sure you're building your own organization too. Helping companies tap into the distributed workforce, which involves so much more than just the technology, is where the need is. Amazon recently changed its terms of service and now allow customers to bring lawsuits against the company rather than having to go through arbitration. Why? Well, per the Wall Street Journal, the company faced 75,000 Echo users who were organized to file individual arbitration cases, and Amazon on the hook for millions of dollars in fees. So the company changed its terms of service, removing the requirement for arbitration to save money on the fees. Now, why do we care? The company did the math, and it's cheaper to potentially be sued due to the fee structure involved in arbitration. I've been highlighting financial motivations around security and noted the same line of thinking going on here. A class action lawsuit may be a lot cheaper for the company, win or lose. Let that sink in. They can lose and still save money. If you want the rules of any game to change, make sure the incentives align. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud, It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Congratulations to my nephew Cameron for graduating high school and to all those grads graduating this year. Congratulations. I'll be back again tomorrow.